Eight Ingredients, Culinary Musing, Number 33. Note. Fancy Cooking. In response to Laurel's other hand. What moves both left and right is the invisible hand, the other that pens the sky, that robs and burdens the mind with abstractions, meaning in parts as whole, as influenced by the invisible brain, constellating constantly the hemispheres with fact, then fiction, fiction, then fact, fictioning fiction, factioning fact, resources slighting indiscriminately night and day. The new public within this sampler society knows so, no less. Even as they potter with both hands, these spelling bees understand about what? Nuttin. N-U-T-T-I-N apostrophe? Nuttin. Clearly, their brains are invisible. But what is their wrath? Yes, they spend and can slam from whoopee to woohoo. But can they cook? One better. Once spent, which creative activity will they cook up to contest their costs? Fancy that. Now, who's coming home for dinner? Oh, and don't forget to say your grace. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit Eat Ingredients. Eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.